You don't hate this song, do you?
I love this song.
The very talented Jewel, who made a pretty stellar performance on the Rob Lowe roast on Comedy Central.
Yeah, you know, the other day, you and I were discussing this roast on Comedy Central of Rob Lowe, and then we left. It was the end of part one, and on Steve Bertrand's show, he had on a man named Brian Reinblatt. And just in crossing with him, we learned that Brian's brother, George, was a writer for the Rob Lowe roast. And he's written for other roasts in the past. He's a comedy writer and a producer. And we put this whole thing together to have him on to find out what goes on behind the scenes at these roasts. And he's on the phone right now. Hi, George.
How's it going?
Great to talk to you. Your brother said some very nice things about you.
Yeah, this is very, very strange for me that you had my brother and me both on in the same radio station within about 48 hours of each other. Yeah, he has. He's in Chicago right now promoting this at the Northbrook Court.
Yeah,
the Experience Rock and Roll, which is an awesome thing. If you're in Chicago, you should check that out. It's like fun for the whole family. What I do writing my roast, that is not fun for the whole family. You should never let a kid
no,
watch anything
but
I do at all.
Unfortunately, or fortunately for my kids, I watched it with my husband and two teenage boys.
And that's all right.
It was very dirty. And I got to tell you, you have gotten accolades like crazy because a lot of people were tweeting, you know, whoever helped write Jewel's material and the lyrics to her parody of her own song should have his own show. And that would be you, right?
It was, yeah. I was the one who helped her with the lyrics of her song, which was crazy. To get her to redo one of her own songs and then put in my kind of wacky lyrics, I kind of felt nervous even telling somebody who's written that. Why are you singing these lines about how you're... We're a 16-year-old. The horrible things you did.
That's something I couldn't believe that
she,
came...
She was... She blew people away. I was very amazed. If you haven't seen the show, you should look up Jewel. She literally stole the show. Everyone said it. I had really seasoned comedians come up to me after and say, like, ah, she did better than me. And she stole the show, and she did the funniest song, and it was great. And I'm just glad I could be a little part of it.
She was so great, and she looked amazing. I got to tell you, the heels, the dress, she is a beautiful girl. And boy, did she get dealt a lot of stuff about her bad teeth.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it's tough because I help her with her stuff and really, really spend a lot of time working with her. But then the minute she leaves, I have to go around and start writing jokes against her, which I try to keep quiet. But yeah,
you just did.
I thought she looked good, too. She was a very weird one. I've never seen something quite like it. I think people liked her so much that it almost felt, everyone felt protective of her. When people were insulting her, people were like, hey, you can't say that about her. You can insult everyone else here, but just don't say that about her. It was pretty crazy.
But all bets are off with those roasts, right, George? I mean, there's no limit to what you can say about anybody there. You could just... go to town on anybody. That's what they do.
That is. And that's why it takes a very, very special celebrity to agree to this. Like even Rob Lowe said nothing's off limits. And
good.
He has some things with his family sitting in the front row that you'd expect to say are off limits. But he was totally cool. And that's always when these are the best. When somebody like that, an A-list star, will not only allow people to say whatever about them, but also then give it back at the end. It's pretty amazing to see, and that's always kind of what makes it the best. And the roasts are only good when you're kind of laughing at yourself. Like,
sure.
People don't want to see somebody burst into tears. They'd rather see these people laugh when you make a joke about them. And Jewel, Rob Lowe, Peyton Manning, all these people were such great sports, so that's kind of what made it so fun.
Bill and I were talking about this after the fact, and you haven't seen the whole thing yet.
I've seen bits and pieces, not the whole thing.
Because I watched it, and we were talking about it, and that's when I asked you, Bill, like, does somebody else write the material, which is how we found out George Reinblatt, who we're talking to right now. I cannot believe the Ann Coulter stuff. I am not a fan of hers, but, you know, as you said, most people are good sports and they take it. She looked like she was imploding on the inside. It was so horribly mean, funny, but mean. And I just, my big question, George, and I guess maybe you can help, why was she asked to be there?
Well, she wanted to be there because she's promoting a book.
That's exactly what you said, Bill.
Yeah.
But boy.
But you know what? as much as I personally might not agree with what she did, she did sit there and take it.
She totally did.
And literally, there was times when the head writer said to us, guys, you got to start preparing if she leaves and what we're going to do. But she didn't. She was tough. She took it. And in the end, as harsh as she got it, and the whole internet was blown up saying, oh, it's turned into the Roseanne culture, which isn't quite true. She got some harsh jokes, but everyone got some harsh jokes. She just kind of didn't take it as well. But in the end, I think she won. I think she got what she wanted because every headline's about her. Every headline's mentioning her, and she's got a new book to promote. And she's kind of come across as a bit of the victim. But that being said, do I think she knew what she was in for? I don't really. I think she was the first one. Every time we get one of these people, we call them, and it's always a pretty standard answer, first conversation. Like, hey, have you guys seen a roast? Even if they haven't, they'll lie. She was the only one who goes, no, I've never seen a roast. I don't know what this is. So we tried to explain it to her. We tried to get her to watch them, but I think she still might have been a bit surprised. But overall, I got to hand it to her for sitting there and taking a whole room of people hating on her.
And I know.
She just took it and kept going, and I think in the end she got what she wanted.
But, George, you know, we were saying the other day, she's kind of accustomed to that sort of reception. Whenever she's on Bill Maher, it's usually Bill Maher and one or two panelists against her. Whenever she's on any of the news shows, they do kind of gang up on her. And, I mean, depending on if you're a fan of hers or not, you can say it's gone too far. But you do, when you go in there, you know what you're in for. I mean, there's a history of that. So she can't really complain. Has anybody ever, in the years you've been doing these roasts, has anybody ever left, walked out during one?
No, I don't think they have. It is so funny. The people, we sometimes get warned, like, oh, this guy's really sensitive, or this person's this or that. And it's always the opposite. Like, there was people legitimately concerned when Mike Tyson came on Charlie Sheen's roast.
Yeah.
They're beating people up.
Yeah.
But when he's there, he's not only the nicest guy, he's the most friendly, and he had the most fun. So people will always surprise you with their reactions. And then sometimes the most, like, brutal comedians will be sensitive about something you've said about them. So you kind of never know, but I've never seen anyone walk. The only thing with Anne was she did do a lot of her own material. She didn't really trust us writers as much and kind of turned down a lot of the stuff we tried to offer. Because we did, one of our goals was to make her, like, swing back just as hard, and I don't know if that was accomplished as much. That was
she
the only
did.
Reason.
She did.
One-sided.
She, and that's why I was wondering if she wrote her own material, because of course I don't remember who said, boy, I think it was Rob Lowe at the end or Jeff Ross, that, you know, you can't write, you can write 11 books, but you can't write one stinking joke. Yeah. And she did okay, but I mean, I'm telling you, that audience was not receptive to her. They either groaned or it was dead silent.
Oh, no.
It was really not a great reception, and I'm surprised she didn't walk off. So I guess she did stick to her guns.
Yeah. George.
It was pretty tough at times for reception.
It was, you got to see it.
Someone said that the reception was better than it was edited to be, and wants us to release the full version of the tape, but I don't think it'll be as different as she thinks it was from her memory. So,
and including a big grimace from Maria Shriver, I noticed as well.
Maria Shriver and all her kids are all sitting with Rob Lowe's family, like dead center. That was pretty fun to see.
Our guest is George Reinblatt. George is one of the writers for the Rob Lowe Celebrity Roast that is playing right now on Comedy Central. We'll take a quick break and then back with more questions for George. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder along with our guest George Reinblatt. George is one of the writers responsible for the Comedy Central roast of Rob Lowe, and he's done others in the past. He's a comedy writer and a producer. Wendy has a great question for you, George.
I just will ask it. Here's the deal. Pete Davidson was on from SNL, and we have learned and we've known that his father perished in 9/11 in the attacks. There were some jokes referring to that, several of them, I believe three, and it's a sensitive thing. It's still kind of shocks you to hear it, and he can't react like, oh, that's terrible, that's a low blow, because people are looking at him. So how does that get in there?
Well, yeah, it's always a weird thing, and trust me, you never want to go after something that people don't like. The irony of Pete is that a lot of his act is making fun of that.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't do this on the night of, so he's the one who kind of opened the door to permission. If you watch the Bieber roast, because he's done two roasts in a row, so he did the last one, the Justin Bieber one, he made a lot more jokes about it. This one, I think he just wanted to kind of go a different direction than the one he did last year. So last year it was kind of a bit more equal with him making fun of it,
yeah.
And this year it's more one-sided. But if you watch both, I think you'd understand that he's actually the one who's fine with it.
And
as strange as it might seem to the rest of us, and who knows if any of us were in that situation, we'd be laughing the same way.
And I mean, it was like terribly funny, but it's just you're mad at yourself for laughing. It's like you're groaning, but it was good. And how can he smoke on stage? Aren't you not supposed to smoke inside a building?
I don't know about that. He was just breaking every rule. At first, he was just smoking backstage, and then somehow I looked on stage, and he was smoking on stage.
It was so old school to see the cigarette smoke wafting up.
Well, those old roasts, the Dean Martin roasts, people were smoking.
I think it's very old school if you actually think that was a cigarette he was holding.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what kind of made it a bit crazier.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
George, years ago, there was a comedian, a very talented comedian named Patrice O'Neill, who died, sadly. And
yes.
The target that everybody used on him was his own illness. Before he died, he'd come on these roasts, and the other comedians would make fun of the fact that, you know, enjoy him now because you're not going to be able to see him much longer, you know, that kind of thing. And he seemed fine with that.
Generally, all these comedians are fine with, like, you kind of know where to hit and where not to,
yeah.
And especially when it's a comedian who people know, or like internally on the dais, they kind of know what's open, what isn't, and and normally on a roast, if, like I said, we are not out to really hurt people as much as people think. It seems like a very bizarre way to say this, considering our job is just to insult people, but the goal is to always make the person laugh. It's to push them to the extreme of, oh, I can't believe you said that to them, but to have the person laughing. If you say something and they don't laugh, it's just bad TV, it's a bad vibe, it's bad everything. So, yeah, all these things might seem crazy to an outsider, but in this world, we're kind of allowed to go there.
And that's what it is. That's what we watch for. We want to see the biting jokes. I mean, Rob Lowe was such a great sport. It was weird seeing his wife and kids up front with nannies and 16-year-olds being mentioned a lot.
Yeah,
that was pretty...
That's the thing. Like, Rob Lowe is a huge fan of the roast. Like, anytime I'd mention a roast or something to him, he could quote the past ones. He knew what was happening. And he knew to take it. He personally had to turn some people down the dais, he was saying, because they wanted to leave certain things off limits. He's like, no, nothing's off limits, and this is just how it is. And it's why it's kind of hard to get a celebrity to agree to do this sometimes, because these normally in Hollywood, these people are so protected about everything that's said to them. This is the only time they're really fair game and don't know what's going to be said about them.
Now, George, here's the most ironic thing of all. And this is something your brother Brian told us when we met him the other day. He said, the thing you have to know about my brother is this. He writes these jokes that a lot of people think are dirty and they're extremely brutal. He said, but in reality, he's the nicest guy. He doesn't even swear. He's very polite. Is that true? Is that how you are normally?
Yeah. People don't always seem to understand it because I'm like the nice Canadian guy in these writing rooms on all this stuff. But yeah, I can pull out the brutalness when I need to. But and that's why it is all, to me, it's all part of the show. It's all part of fun. I'm not really out to get anybody. And but yes, I would like to think I'm a nice person deep down.
And speaking of nice people, we had Ralph Macchio in the studio with us a couple weeks before the roast. Did you help with his material? Because he, probably second favorite next to Jewel. I mean, he was awesome.
Yeah, Ralph Macchio, it was great. If you haven't seen him, he did this video a while back for Funny or Die. Just kind of how he's too nice a guy and needs scandals. And I kind of watched that and thought that should be his thing, that he's kind of jealous of Rob Lowe for having these scandals and having a career. And he went with it. And he was a really fun guy and really open to doing all this stuff and great actor. And it was really funny because there's so many jokes saying about how unemployed he is and how he hasn't worked in 30 years. And he emailed us all a picture of his house, like on the beach. He's like, this is what the 80s bought me. You guys make fun of me for being homeless.
Right. You should change your name to Ralph Macchiato and maybe find a job at Starbucks.
Yeah, but he's once again, he was a great sport about all this. And he's quite comfortable with where his life is, and he seems to be doing quite well. So it's he was willing to have some fun with it, because he literally is like, oh, you know what? I'm just hearing jokes about like what a loser and how homeless I am. But he goes, I'm leaving here to go film a TV show with like David Simon did The Wire, like in an hour from now. I'm like, all right, well, he's got it going on more than we let on, but he was fine along with it.
George, you do a great job on the roast. If you're in Chicago anytime soon, by all means, stop up. We'd love to meet you in person.
Oh, for sure. No, I love to come there anytime. I'm a big Blackhawks fan, so I try to make it down when I can. And like I said, my brother has a show, the Experience Rock and Roll at the Northbrook Court, so I'm definitely going to come down and check that out at some point soon.
Please do.
And I love your website, georges.com, all written out, .com.
Yes, it's very hard to say sometimes. GeorgesDotCom.
I love it.
But it's fun. It's good to see what I'm doing and see what else I've been up to. If anyone can watch the roast on a repeat or on the online or anything, check it out because it was really fun.
They're very funny. Thanks, George. It was great meeting you.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. George Reinblatt is his name. Again, his website is Georges.com and then .com.
It's great.
Visit
Thanks,
the website.
George.
Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy, WGN.